the greatest love the world has known. This is the love I'll give to you alone. More than the simple words I try to say, I only live to love you more each day.
So you mentioned this was your first dance song at your wedding?
Yes.
So where are you from? Are you from?
The Bronx.
The Bronx? Is that where your wedding was
yes.
held? Yes. Awesome. Do you have a big family?
I only had one sister.
Mm. What about your husband?
He had one sister. Mm.
There you go. And what was his name?
John, but I called him Jack.
Yeah. So, what do you feel when you hear that song?
Sentimental. Mm-hmm. Maybe weepy.
Yeah, I'm sure.
I ask Mary Ann to tell me the story of how she first met her husband, Jack.
That's a story.
Yeah.
I was... One of my friends got married, mm-hmm. and I was a bridesmaid. Mm. And her brother was hitting on me. And I did not like him.
Oh.
And we went back to her parents' house for an after party. And I didn't know I wanted to get out of there. And down the block was a candy store that my mother's friends owned. So I got my coat and I secretly left and walked down the street. And when I walked in, my mother's friend's husband says, "What are you doing here?" I says, "I need a lift home."
Mm-hmm.
So there were a bunch of boys there. So he says, "Jack Platt, you're taking Mary Ann home." So that's how he took me home.
Mm-hmm.
And that Monday he called me for a date.
Oh, wow.
And our first date was a movie.
Oh.
I don't remember the name.
That's awesome. Did you like him right away?
Yes.
Yeah.
And my mother liked him.
Oh, that's important. So, how did you pick this song for your wedding?
I guess it was a song that was around.
Mm-hmm.
Andy Williams was kind of big at that time.
Mm.
I picked it. I love the words to it.
Yeah.
So. And of course, he says, "Whatever you want."
Was he like that?
Yes.
Very accommodating?
Yes.
Mm.
After marrying, Mary Ann and Jack continued living in the Bronx, where Jack worked in banking and Mary Ann was a nursery school teacher.
But I wound up teaching nursery school,
mm-hmm.
and I loved that. And then Miss Mary Ann, closed my ears. But they're cute at that age.
Mm-hmm. For sure.
And you love seeing the changes.
Mm-hmm.
Being I only had the one child,
mm-hmm.
so I had 15 others, 6 hours a day. And I didn't have to go through carrying them.
They were greatly involved in their community, and their family life was very strong, thanks to the love Jack and Mary Ann had for each other.
We did most everything, you know, together. Traveled a little bit. And made good friends doing that, too.
Mm-hmm.
That's one thing you should do when you're young. Keep yourself open to new things.
Mm-hmm.
Don't be afraid of them. My husband was always the pusher.
Mm-hmm.
You know, sometimes I would say, "Oh, you know, I don't think I want to do that. No, we're doing it." Okay.
Jack, a lively man, loved interacting with people. Marianne recalls how he liked to sing.
He loved to sing. He thought he had a great voice. At one time, he thought he was like Mario Lanza. He had a song that Phil Harris sang, The Texas Ranger.
Sure, I'll never forget the time when I was there. I was standing in a bar room in a little Texas town, drinking double sarsaparillas just to wash my dinner down. Folks were dancing to a jukebox where a very fine quartet, and a guy named Harris sang a song called Smoke That Cigarette.
He would get up and sing it anywhere, and I'd go, sit down, sit down. And that only encouraged him more.
Jack and Marianne liked to dance as well, especially to big band music.
And my husband and my song, favorite big band song, was In the Mood by Glenn Miller. Wherever we were, we got up and danced. It could be the middle of the street. My son would get embarrassed if we got up and danced. We'd get up and dance in the living room if we heard a song. And of course, he'd shrink in the chair, and no one else was around.
Marianne says their favorite dance to do was the Lindy Hop.
When we were really young, he would pick me up and throw me this way and that way.
Is the Lindy, like, very upbeat? Like, is it very,
yes.
Like...
Did you ever see Dick Clark and the dance? That was a program on that came from Philadelphia, and he always had the top, you know, singers on. But that was the theme song, was a Lindy.
We're going hopping today, where things are popping, the Philadelphia way, we're gonna drop it, on all the music they play, on the bandstand. We're going swinging, we're gonna swing in the crowd, and we'll be clinging, and floating high as a cloud, the phones are ringing, my mom and dad are so proud, I'm on bandstand.
It wasn't just Mary Ann and Jack who liked to dance. Their granddaughter, Nicole, who's now 27, danced for much of her life, thanks to Mary Ann.
I got her in to dance when she was 3. She had to audition because Beverly, who ran the studio, didn't think she really didn't like to take 3-year-olds or under. But she listened, Nicole, and followed whatever she was told. Yeah, she danced even in college. It was in her DNA. I don't know. My son doesn't like to dance, so I don't know whether it just skipped a generation. At her age, I was married 6 years.
Wow.
And had a child already. A different time.
Yeah.
Which is okay.
Jack and Mary Ann were married for 63 years. They shared a life full of music, dancing, and of course, love.
He saved my life.
Sure, no one else.